See Hilchos Chanukah? Dvarim Asur Maturim Chanukah. What is permitted and what is Asur on Chanukah? Chanukah is a rabbinic yantav. Some things are still prohibited. Halacha Aleph. The kafei b'kislev. You see that? And 25th day. Kis Chanukah means Chanu kafei, right? Chanukah. See the word Chanukah is an acronym. FBI. Chanu kafei. They, the Maccabees, rested on the 25th. You see that? That's what Chanukah means. It also means education. It also means dedication. The Maccabees rededicated the Mizbeach. Chanukah sa Mizbeach. A rededication. The word Chanukah is actually found in the Torah when the Nesiim dedicated the Mizbeach, Shin Samar Bet. So the Maccabees did it again, played again, Sam. They rededicated the Mizbeach, which was destroyed by the by the Greeks. So B'chofei B'kislev Matchil L'shmona Shemei Chanukah V'asur Mehesped B'tainis. And you're not allowed to eulogize on Chanukah, did you know that? And you're not allowed to what? Fast. Chanukah is prohibited to eulogize. Hespit means a eulogy. V'tainis, you're not allowed to fast. Aval, miturin basiyas malacha. But you are permitted to what? Wake. You're allowed to wake on the Chanukah. Why? Because it's not a Torah mit yontif. But, v'nahagosh hanoshim, you following me? V'nahagosh hanoshim shaloi lasas malacha ba'ochum ne'er toka. Women have a minhag not to do wake as long as the candles are still burning. And some say you should not be mekel. Women should have a minhag not to do work as long as the candles are what? Are burning. Okay? So now we're going to read the Mishnah Berurah at the bottom of Shin Samach Bet. See Mishnah Berurah here. Have it? How come you got it? Oh, he got the wrong one. Oh, sorry, he gave you the wrong one. Ain't going to work. He gave you the wrong one. Okay.
What is this one?
It's the wrong one. Hilchos Shabbos. It's the wrong one. Yeah, it's the wrong one. Sorry, Charlie. He gave me the wrong one. Vav, it's Vav. Okay, you have it? Aleph. The bottom shin, Aleph. Matchilin Shmona Shemei Chanukah. 25th day of Kislev, the 8 days of Chanukah begin. Kibabai Yusheni, gives you a little background here. Kibabai Yusheni, because in the second temple, Keshemolchu Malcha Risha, the wicked Greek government was in control. Gozu Gezerot al Yisrael, they made terrible decrees against Israel. Ubitlu Datom, and they canceled their Jewish religion. And they did not allow the Yidden to do Torah mitzvahs. They stretched out their hand against Jewish property and Jewish women. And they entered the Holy Temple. They defiled.
After Alexander died?
This is after Alexander died, right, under his generals, because he was benevolent to the Yidden. The Tzar lehem Yisrael mi'oy, and they caused a lot of anguish, Tzar, to the Yidden.
How long was this anguish?
V'lachatzam lachatz godol. Exactly how many years before the Maccabees revolted. Ad sherichem aleim elheya v'seinu v'shiyam mi'odem etzol. Until God had mercy, and he allowed the Maccabees to win this great military victory. V'gobru b'nei chashminoi ha-kohanim ha-gedoylim. The family, the Chashminoim, Baharugam, Mishia, Sol, Miyodam. And they what? And they rescued the Yidden from their hands. V'chazo Malchus Yisrael, and the kingship returned to Israel, Yetal Metayim Shana Ad Chorban Hasheni. Kingship returned to Israel, and the temple continued to exist for 207 years more. Here, V'chazo Malchus Yisrael, more than 200 years, about 207 years, Ad Churban Hasheni, until the second temple was destroyed. Because Yagavah Yisrael Yaveyam, when the Jews defeated their enemies, V'chofei B'Kislev Haya. It was the 25th day of Kislev, thank you. V'nichtasu L'Heichel, they entered the Heichel, V'loi Matzu Shem and Tor B'Migdash. And they didn't find any Shem and Tor in the Migdash. Elopach echad. I'm reading right here. See, elopach echad. Shehoyu munach bechamosay shakayin gadol. One jar of oil which had the seal of the high priest. Lohoyu boy lahadigam echad olvad. It was only enough to light. Only one day. V'nasoneis. A miracle happened. V'liku mimenu neiras amracha shmona yamin. Why dafke 8 days? Ad shekashtu yizaisim. They were able to get squeeze. Aleph, the Chiyah Shem and Torah. So why dafke 8 days? Why couldn't they get pure olive oil before 8 days?
You have to purify before. You have the ashes and all that.
Ah, because Tomei Meis, the Kohanim were all Tomei Meis. Because they were fighting the war.
So they were
Tomei Meis. A Tomei Meis is Tomei for 7 days.
Yeah.
Any oil they would squeeze within the 7 days would be what? Defiled. Only on day number 8, after they went to the mikveh and they got sprinkled with the red cow ashes, only on day number 8 were they able to kvetch what?
The olives.
Olives, because if they were kvetched before, it would become tamei.
Mm-hmm.
So the miracle had to accommodate them and wait only when they were torah from tamei meis, which is after 7 days. Mikveh and Por Aduma, only on day number 8 were they able to squeeze fresh olive oil, so the miracle had to wait for them.
So how is it?
Right, therefore the miracle is 8 days, not 6 days or 18 days. Because Tomei Meis is Shivat Yomim. Kahanim were all Tomei Meis because they were fighting. Now, Koy is not allowed to become Tomei, but it's Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh, someone is coming to kill you, get up and kill him first, but you become Tomei. Even though it's forbidden, but the Kuach Nefesh pushes away the entire Torah, except for 3. Yeah. So far, so good or not? No?
It's like
clear?
That. When you are Tameh and you harvest and you already...
What?
When you are Tameh.
You're Tameh Meis.
And you pick the olives.
They're all Tameh.
So
the olives are all Tameh.
So as long as they are on the tree, they
No, as long
as
they're attached.
Yeah.
Remember, we said if they're attached, they can't become Tameh. Only if they're detached, and they were mukshal akabul tomei, right? With mayim, one of those liquids. As long as they're attached, they cannot become tomei.
Yeah.
But if you're going to pick them, and if you're a tomei, and they got wet, they become tomei.
Yeah.
So therefore, the miracle had to accommodate them for 8 days. Mipnei zeh, now we get to the punchline. So what are we eating donuts for? Mipnei zeh, you see my finger? It's page Shin Samach Gimel. See that? Shin Samach Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. Mipnei zeh, the first of the wide lines in the middle. Mipnei zeh, Hitkinu Chachamim. Sheba also goes over the rabbis of that generation. Which generation? Almost 2,200 years ago, the days of the Maccabees, Shuya Yomim Elu, these days, you have the place? Shchetilosan Kafhei B'Kislev, which begin when?
Kafhei.
25 of Kislev, which is Tuesday night. Yimei Simcha V'Halel.
Oh, Halel.
Days of Simcha and Halel. You say Halel all 8 days of Chanukah, you know that? All 8 days of Chanukah, you say Halel Uda Brucha, the ganze Halel. Which you don't do when? On Purim. The ganze Halel.
Probably didn't last a week either.
Yeah. You say Hallel 8 days, which you don't do on Purim, but I'll have to wait for Purim for that. Why not? What am I, chopped liver? Yemei Simcha v'Hallel, days of joy. Chanukah is days of joy too. That's why you eat donuts and latkes.
Yeah.
You eat the donuts because the oil burns in your stomach for 8 days. You remember the miracle, right? You get heartburn for 8 days. You eat that heavy jelly donut fried in oil. Mm-hmm. You remember the miracle of the 8 days. Get it? You need Tums for 8 days. When do you light the candles? At night.
In the night, yeah.
Why at night? Even though they lit the menorah in the daytime too in the Beis Hamikdash. But no one sees the lights during the day. So the Parsem Enesh, the rabbis say, light is when?
In
at night. But in the temple, Avram, when did they light the candles? Day and night, and night and day. Okay, but the rabbis were metakin only to light when?
In the evening.
In the evening, because Parsumei Nisa. But in the shul they lighted what? In the daytime.
Oh, in the morning.
Why? Why did they light it in the shul in the daytime without a bracha? Because the shul was a Mikdash Me'at. Every shul was a mini Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash, they lit it in the morning too. So therefore, now you know, check your local shul. You'll see every morning in Chanukah they light the Chanukah candles. Why?
Yeah, good question.
I just told you why. Because every shul, Cheskel says that every shul is a Mikdash Miat. And in the Mikdash they lit the menorah day and night and night and day. So therefore, since the shul is a mini Beis Hamikdash, we light the candles in the shul. The chazan does, the shamas does, without a bracha in the daytime. But the mitzvah, the rabbanon, was only at night because you can't see the candles during the day. So therefore, the rabbis say, do it at night. B'chol laila v'laila mishpanes halalu laharoi shalagala sinas v'hu mitzvah medivrei soif. This is rabbinic mitzvah kekriyas hamegila. It's the same mitzvah like Megillah. Why is it called Chanukah? So he gives the explanation. See my finger? Ratzolama Chanukah Pei, Rabbi Yaakov, you see? If you look inside, it'll be easier. Chanukah Pei. They rested. It's an acronym. Chanukah Pei. You see that? They, who is they?
Oh.
The Chashmonoim rested on the 25th.
Yeah.
That's Chanukah.
Yeah.
Like FBI, not NYPD. V'shoyim Chafei Chon Meveim. On the 25th, they began to have rest from their enemies. V'nei Sheni Meisimcha V'Hallel. And since their days of joy in saying Hallel, L'kach Osher Ben Hesved V'Tainus. Therefore, it is Osher to what? To give a eulogy. And it's usher to fast when? On Chanukah, you know that?
You can't fast.
No? And you can't give a eulogy either, because it's days of joy.
Well, okay, so my good friend, his father passed away yesterday.
Well, Sam's father, mother passed away yesterday. He's sitting shiv. Sam Kenningsburg.
Oh,
sitting
shiv,
his mom passed away.
So their last day will be on Hanukkah.
Right.
Wednesday next week, right?
So you do sit on Hanukkah, but you don't eulogize. You sit on Hanukkah because
it's still
only
like
rabbinic.
The Hanukkah, and they do
everything. They do, but they don't make a eulogy.
I mean, they sit low or they sit up now?
During the Shiva you have to sit on the floor.
Well,
I didn't know
if Hanukkah overrated anything. So it doesn't write anything, override anything.
No, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. You have to continue to sit in Shiva even on Hanukkah.
How old was his mother?
She was 83.
So what's the difference between Shiva and eulogy?
What?
The difference between Shiva...
Eulogy means Shiva, you sit Shiva, but you're not allowed to give a eulogy. A hesped, at the funeral, don't you give a speech about how great the dead guy was? You're not allowed to do that on Hanukkah. Because the purpose of the eulogy is to make you cry. You're not supposed to cry on Hanukkah, even though you sit Shiva. That's the amazing part. Anyway, then he says, Nohagin aniyim l'sabi Hanukkah p'schachim. He says, poor people have a custom to go schnorring money on Hanukkah.
The Sabev.
To make the rounds on Hanukkah to collect money. The Yesh Tam was there. There is a reason why, but it doesn't give the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Why there's a minhag for poor people to go collecting from door to door on Hanukkah. That's where Hanukkah geld comes in.
Yeah.
The Yesh Tam was there. He says there is a reason, but he doesn't give a reason why.
Yeah, people have open.
That's where Hanukkah geld comes from. He doesn't give a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we help in here.
Doesn't give a reason why there's Hanukkah.
Why does Hanukkah geld? He says there's a reason why poor people go around collecting, but he doesn't give a reason why. Hanoshim, women have a custom not to do malacha when the candles are burning. You hear this?
Yeah.
He's gimel. Hanoshim dafke noshim. Only women have the custom.
Yeah.
Men do not have the custom. Men do wipe when the Hanukkah candles are burning.
Mm-hmm.
Why do women have a custom not to wipe during the burning of the candles?
They don't have to make the tikkun like the
fish and nasa neshal yedeyem, because the whole Hanukkah miracle happened through what? Through Yehudis, remember? She made him a head shorter. Remember?
Yeah.
So all the miracle happened through women, therefore women have a minag, not a din.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a minag not to do white while the candles are what? Burning. It's not a din. So
when did the men stand up and fight? After she came out with a head?
Well, yeah, then that was like the spark.
I thought there was a spark also when she said to her brother.
Right,
hey.
That was also it was a combination of that. It was both. Yes, it wasn't just one incident.
They were already kind of getting ready to.
Right, it wasn't just one incident. It was a combination of outrages that spurred them to action.
I hope she had a very sharp knife. Not to make him pain.
Right. Now, the minimum amount that has to burn is Chatzi Shah. The minimum amount that the candles have to burn is Chatzi Shah. The more, the merrier. But the absolute minimum is Chatzi Shah. Therefore, on Friday night, you have to use tea lights.
Mm-hmm.
Or a big cup of oil, because it has to burn a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. And Shabbos is very early. You light the candles before 4 o'clock. So if you don't put in enough oil or use a tea light, you'll have a brachal of atala.
Mm-hmm. So there's
no tea lights on?
Twisted wax candles.
No, it's worthless.
Yeah.
That's worthless on Friday. That's a mamish, a blessing in vain.
No, but they have the longer one, the big one.
It's still no good. You need tea lights. You know what tea lights on?
Yeah, yeah.
Or a big cup of oil. Otherwise, it's a blessing in vain. Okay, it has to burn at least a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim.
Mm-hmm. What if one of them? What if you light two, and one's candles, and one is?
As long as one is still burning, you don't have a bracha levatala.
But what if you light eight? Bracha on one. You said the bracha on the other one. Can yours go towards the other one also?
No, what do you mean?
Okay, give me an example. Yeah. I'll try lights. His, I light mine. He says a bracha. I say
right. Each one light makes a bracha. It's all menorah.
Right.
Okay.
So God, what if one goes out?
One menorah goes out, so that guy made a blessing in vain if it goes out too early.
You can't,
No, if you made your own blessing, then you got to make sure that your menorah burns at least a half hour. So the easiest is buy a tea light. Mm-hmm. They're so convenient, they're so clean, they burn
out
4 hours.
What if the wind blows it out?
So it's a yurninus. Yurninus, your putter. We're talking if it doesn't blow out. You have to prepare enough wax or oil that it should burn a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. So the easiest thing is to get tea lights. You know what I mean by tea lights?
Yeah.
Those little cups,
yeah.
They burn for 4 hours.
We usually light after Mars. We light after Mars.
Tea candles.
Yeah, they're little aluminum cups.
We always light
about
this.
Not 4 hours.
Yeah, but Friday you can't light after Meir. How can you light after Meir on Friday?
Yeah, Shabbos.
You have to light a quarter to four.
Listen to the rabbi, he will tell you.
What?
They're really good.
And the easiest, cleanest, no drip, no mess. Into the aluminum cups.
Yeah.
So that's the best thing to do on Friday. Okay?
Buy a bag of 50 of them for 10 shekels.
Yeah, very cheap. Okay. So now you know that women have a minhag not to work when the candles are burning. It's not a din, it's a minhag. Men don't have that minhag. Okay. Yeah. Okay, next halacha. We're back in the text. You with me? The page number is Shin Samach Gimel. The page number is Shin Samach Gimel and Halacha Bet. Avram, you with me or against me? You don't have a good book?
Yeah. Oh. Are there any extra ones?
Avav, you gotta go shopping. I mean, they're out there.
I only found it in the corner. There are two other ones.
Okay. We're in the text now, upstairs. We're upstairs in the text. Mm-hmm. Halacha Bet. What's the first word? Ribu. You see that? Oh, you don't see it.
Yep.
Ribu Yasudai Shemar Ben Behem Heim Sudai Shushos. If you have a big suda, that's a rishus. That's optional. Unlike Purim, where a big suda is mandatory, you don't have it? No? You give it to me? I'll show it to you.
No.
You have it?
No.
Don't have it?
Shin Samach Bet. Gimel.
Yeah. Halacha Bet. See Halacha Bet?
Asurin be.
No. It's not Halacha Bet.
Ba'od.
Ribui.
Ah, the big bed. There is a big bed. I also was confused. There's somewhere.
Oh, Ribui. Oh.
Ribui ha-sudai shemar b'mehem heim sudai sarishos. Unlike Purim, where having a big suda is mandatory, on Hanukkah, it's not mandatory to have a big suda. It's a rishos. What does rishos mean?
Permission.
Optional.
Oh.
It doesn't mean permission. It means optional. Okay? There's a big difference why. Shelo, turn the page. Shelo kavol mishteva simcha. Because unlike Purim, the rabbis did not establish Hanukkah as a day of feasting with joy. Joy through candle lighting, joy through lighting halal, it's more of an neshama joy. Mm-hmm. It's more a joy of the soul. Unlike Purim, which is a joy of what? The guf. And I'll explain the difference why. So the simcha on halal, on Chanukah is a more spiritual simcha, through candles and halal. Unlike Purim, which is a more physical simcha, through what? Manja, manja, and where's the booze? See the difference?
Well, Purim they try to kill us physically.
That's very good, excellent. Yeah, so the Taz says that, because Purim they try to kill us physically. So therefore, the physical side of the human being gives thanks.
No.
That's through eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
On Hanukkah they try to kill us spiritually.
It's worse.
Much worse.
Worse.
So the neshama was in danger. Mm-hmm. How does the neshama give thanks?
Mm-hmm.
Nerot, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. The candles of soul, Mishle, chapter 20, right? And saying Hallel, that's how the Neshama expresses her gratitude. Through saying Hallel and through lighting Nerot, because Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. Solomon compares the human soul, because Solomon compares the human soul to what? To a candle of God.
Doesn't the soul like fasting also?
Yeah, but you're not allowed to fast on Hanukkah because it's not Yom Kippur. Right? Now, The Ramah argues a little bit over here. Hagah. The Ramzit says the Hagah, you know. Yesh armim sheyesh tzatz mitzvah b'asudai. He says no. He says that even on Hanukkah, there's still a mitzvah to have a meal. Unlike the Beis Yosef, who says there's no mitzvah to have a meal on Hanukkah, the Ramah argues, he says there is a mitzvah to have a meal, not as big as Purim, but there's still a mitzvah to have a Hanukkah party. V'shim deb'oysen ayom v'chanukah samizbeach. Because those were the days when what the Nesiim in the Midbar dedicated the Mizbeach. And the Maccabees made a new Chanukah. What does Chanukah mean? They rededicated the Mizbeach when they cleaned the temple.
They cleaned the temple.
Because the Maccabees said, because the Greeks had destroyed the
Mizbeach.
They put an idol even there. And when you do have a suit on Hanukkah, make sure to say Divrei Torah and sing Hanukkah songs, and then it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. So then the Suda becomes a Suda Smitza. Even on Hanukkah, if you say Zemirot, the Shishbocha is Basuda, it becomes a Suda Smitza.
Are they sing things?
Yes, sing. Chaim Paskor Ishal. So Suda Smitza. So if you're making a Suda or a party on Hanukkah in order to be farsamed in miracle, then it's definitely a Suda Smitza. It's definitely a Suda Smitza. You hear this? Yes, Avram, if you make a Hanukkah party, your goal is not to impress the neighbors, but your goal is to be farsame the nation, to praise God, then definitely that Hanukkah party becomes what? What? A Sudas Mitzvah. That Suda becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. If your goal is to praise God and to be farsame the miracle of Jewish survival against all odds. Now, he said there's a custom to eat cottage cheese on Hanukkah. Do you know that?
Cottage cheese?
Gevina. What is Gevina?
Gevina
could be any cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
cheese. There's a custom. Yes, Rami, Gevina, but there's a custom to eat cheese on Hanukkah. Lifi shanes nasa bechalav. The miracle happened through milk. Shechila Yehudis says, oh yeah, Yehudis gave the enemy to drink just like Yael did. Remember she gave Sisera warm milk to make him sleepy and thirsty. So a few centuries later, Yehudis did the same thing. She took a playbook out of the, a page out of the playbook of Yael in Sefer Shoftim. She gave him warm milk.
Shavuot, we also have the custom with milk, right?
Well, let's see what happened over here. What happened here? Footnote Yud. You with me, Avram? You know in the book. Shechila Yehudis. You see footnote Yud?
Shechila Yehudis.
Yehudis was the daughter of the high priest.
Yeah.
And she gave... He hayta the bito shel Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She was the daughter of the high priest, Yochanan. V'hoyse gezerah, there was an evil decree. Shekol arusa, any girl on her wedding night, tiboyel... Tchila first had to have sex with the Greek general, governor. So she was being taken to him. And while she was there, she said, don't rush things. Let's have a little wine and cheese party. So she gave him wine and cheese to make him shikir. And she cut off his head.
All right.
And that was the beginning of the great revolt. So he's combining the story here into one. Alright, so that was the trigger. That was the trigger that caused the Hanukkah revolt and the great miracle. So therefore there's a custom to what?
To
use milky products on Hanukkah. Right?
For the mitzvah Seuda.
Where did the Sukkaniyot come from?
That's oil, and because it burns in your stomach 8 days, you remember the miracle of the 8 days, don't you see?
What burns in your stomach?
The Sukkaniyot, doesn't it burn in your stomach 8 days?
No,
so now you remember the miracle of the 8 days.
Mystical reason.
Ah, it's Brent. Ah.
Yeah.
You eat foods fried in olive oil, so you remember the miracle of the olive oil. Burning your stomach
burning
for 8 days. See that?
Very nice.
Back in the text.
But latkes also.
Right. Latkes, olive oil, also fried in oil, right? The shemen, publicized the miracle of the shemen, right? Remember we said shemen is Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Mila Nido. Remember we said that? Why the miracle of shemen, not through any other temple service which was canceled? Shemen is the Rosh Hashanah. acronym, Shabbos, Mila, Nida. Those are the three mitzvahs that the Greeks made it a capital offense to keep, remember? Shabbat, that's all Jewish religion, remember? Shabbat, Mila, Nida, which equals Shemen. Halacha Gimel.
But how they could...
What?
How they could control about Nida? A woman can keep
They
Nida.
Closed down all the mikvahs. And they put the KGB agents in front of the closed mikvahs.
Like
a Soviet Russia?
There is a permission.
Well, doesn't it mess it up too when a
what?
Guy...
What?
Sounds like the Russians at night that she goes to the mikvah.
What do you mean?
What? Okay, she goes to the mikvah.
But she's forced, doesn't she? Do nothing. Or she's completely innocent.
Amila, Mila, and Lida.
She's still...
She goes to the mikvah afterwards.
But it's completely
innocent. Gemara says in Megillah that Esther, after she had sex with Ahasuerus, she snuck out of the palace, went to the mikvah, and had relations with Mordechai.
After
Busy Beaver. Mur Megillah, remember? Page 15.
Yeah, I remember.
Page 15, before you know it, it's almost...
He'll be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice people.
Okay, so we're back in the text now. You with me?
Yeah, okay.
Halacha Gimel. You see Halacha Gimel in the text? Ein maspidim behem el chacham b'fanav. Halacha Gimel in the text. Ein maspidim behem el chacham b'fanav. You can't make a eulogy on Hanukkah unless the person that died is a great chacham. Oh. Then you bend the rules. You hear what he's saying? A great chacham, you eulogize even on
Hanukkah. Hanukkah, yeah.
But a regular guy, you skip the eulogy on Hanukkah. Okay. Wow.
There is no machloket about the Hallel on Hanukkah.
Everybody says you say all Hallel with a brach on Hanukkah. Yeah. Thank God there's no machloket to that. You say Gans Hallel all 8 days with a brach.
Gans means what?
Complete. Gans. Got to learn Yiddish. All Hallel with a brach 8 days of Hanukkah, no one argues. Baruch Hashem. He says there are many poskim are makel to give a eulogy, even a guy who's not a great Torah scholar, but he's going to discriminate, you make the family feel bad. So you sneak in a few words of eulogy. Harbe Mekilin, he says. Yeah. But everyone agrees that, I tell your friend, that Avelus is noig in Hanukkah. Everyone agrees that Avelut, sitting Shiva Layalenu, and all the laws of Avelus are noig on Hanukkah.
Noig means what?
Noig are in effect. All the laws of Avelut, everyone agrees, is noig b'Hanukkah, are in effect on Hanukkah. Again, all days of Avelut, Layalenu, everyone agrees, all the laws of Avelut are in effect on Hanukkah. And Onan is potter from near Hanukkah. Onan means the day that one of his seven relatives died, he's not allowed to do no positive mitzvahs. You know that? You don't know that. The day one of the seven relatives dies, the guy is not allowed to do no positive mitzvahs, and he's not allowed to do, not allowed to light Hanukkah candles either. But the Posig writes that his wife should light in his place. And Onan, who's not allowed to do any mitzvot, and so what about Hanukkah? He's not allowed to do it either, but his wife can light in his place, as a shliach.
Yeah, shliach, yeah. That's very good. Yeah.
Now, can he answer amen or not?
Oh.
When his wife...
I would think not.
Great thinking. You're thinking very good. Because if you say amen, it's like you said it yourself.
Yeah.
And he's not allowed to make the bracha. He's an einan. 1 minute.
You can repeat again, Rabbi.
Let me finish it. But his wife should light in his place, and whether he can answer amen, there's a machlokas aposkim. Because if he answers amen, it's like what?
Because
he did it himself, and he's not allowed to do it, because an Einan is forbidden to do any mitzvot. So if his wife can do it, perhaps he's not permitted even to answer Amen. There's a machlokas about that.
You can't say any brachas?
No, the day of the relative died, seven, he's not allowed to do no brachas. He can't bench, he can't put on tefillin, he can't read the Shema, he's not permitted.
Even to go to the bathroom or anything?
He can go to the bathroom, but he can't make Asher Yotzah. You can eat, but you're not allowed to make a motzi. Isn't that incredible? You're not allowed to make a motzi. Can you imagine?
You're not allowed to make a motzi if what?
when a person's an Oinon. What's an Oinon?
Morning?
The day before the Shiva begins.
Yeah, before the funeral.
The death of his relative.
Yeah.
The day his relative died. Of the seven relatives, that day he's potter, he's not permitted to do any mitzvah.
Can you take a bath?
The Oinon can't take a bath, and Oval certainly cannot take a bath.
He can't bench. I mean, he can eat.
He can eat, but he's not allowed to bench. He's not allowed to make a mochi. You amazing that? You're not allowed to make a mochi. You can't even make a mochi.
Wow.
Why?
But he benches?
No, he's not allowed to.
Not, doesn't bench.
The so day of death of his relative, he's not allowed to.
So I guess he can't drink wine.
You're right. An Oinon cannot drink wine, but an Ovel can. Isn't that amazing, Rabbi Yaakov? An Oinon is not allowed to drink wine.
Right.
But when the Shiva begins, he's permitted wine.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
One day before Shiva?
Shiva begins after the burial.
Yeah. Shiva begins after burial, exactly.
So this is just from the time that the relative died?
This is from the time the relative died up until the burial.
Until the burial, yeah.
Can you, Rosh Brekhra, can you just give an answer why he's not permitted to do any mitzvah as a Oinon?
That's a great question. The poskim don't say they.
Is that that he's
the poskim give the standard answer? What
is it? Angry with Hashem?
Oh, says Rav Soloveitchik, because he's angry with God.
But it's not for sure.
And God acknowledges that he lost one of his beloved seven relatives. They say oisik mitzvah pata bin amitzvah. But he's not even oisik bin mitzvah, even though the chevek adisha. Normally, if you're occupied with one mitzvah, you shouldn't do another. So you have to be occupied with the burial of your relative is a great mitzvah. But even if you're not occupied, the Chevek Adish is doing it, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik explains, because a person is angry and upset. So therefore God says, today you don't have to do any mitzvah. Because even if you do it, you won't really mean it, and I excuse you. That's Rav Soloveitchik say, he gives that answer. Even if you do it, you won't mean it. And therefore God gives you, says, don't do it. Don't do it the day of death of the seven relatives.
Because you're angry, what if you're angry and it's not a death? You got an argument, you're angry.
No, then
it's time to bench.
No, you can't do that.
What about
it's only on the death?
No, but is do you bench when you're angry?
You bench, you have to bench. If you eat, you have to bench. Except when you're an Oinon.
Angry.
I don't know.
But
so.
Rabbi,
there's no heter. The heter is only when someone dies. Our relatives. Seven, there's only seven relatives.
The Torah says that when somebody is angry, the Talmud says that bring the Geinah to the world.
Right.
And the Shekhinah go inside of the person.
What about a woman?
Is a woman also an Oinon?
Why not?
Yes, it's about
any Jewish person, when one of his seven relatives dies, is an Oinon. A man or woman. That's available to the Raisa.
Because it's a time-bound mitzvah, 7 days, time-bound.
What? No, anyone can die anytime. What is a time-bound mitzvah?
No, no.
You can be an Oinon day and night, then night and day, and Sunday, Monday. It's not a time-bound mitzvah.
The sitting is 7 days, so...
That's not a time-bound mitzvah, because any time your relative dies, you have to sit Shiva.
How can you when you're angry?
So you cool off. But this is talking about Oinon, someone who died.
Okay.
Rav Fran gives another explanation of why an Oinon is not allowed to do mitzvah. He says as follows. He says when a relative dies, there's feelings of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you took the relationship for granted. You didn't do enough.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good answer.
Everyone feels so. Therefore,
yeah,
so God says, hey, I'm also your relative. Maybe you took our relationship for granted also. Don't do any mitzvahs. Maybe you did mitzvahs like in habitual. You didn't cherish our relationship. Don't do it. Now, reflect. It's good you have a guilty conscience against your relative, but I'm also a relative, says God. I'm your greatest relative. So next time when you do a mitzvah, you won't do it haphazardly. You'll cherish the precious moment of doing a mitzvah, of your relationship with Hashem, which you took unto granted up until now. So that's where Rabbi Franz has a beautiful explanation. He says that when someone, a relative, dies, you feel guilty. You didn't do enough. You didn't cherish the relationship. So God says, that's good. What about our relationship? Have you cherished that? Don't do any mitzvahs. So the next time we will do a mitzvah, after the burial, then it'll have more meaning to you, and you will treasure it and cherish it and not do it rote. Time out. Say that lokas ner Chanukah, mokam echosai. You see the next one here. Halacha Aleph. Tzorech lizoyer ma'od, lokas ner Chanukah. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful when it comes to lighting the Chanukah candles. Afilu onu aspanis min atzedakah, shoyel amalchik susoy, lekeach shem el hadlik. Even a person so poor, nevach, he has no money, he has to go begging to the doors, and even selling his clothes in order to buy what? Oil. Pretty amazing halacha. Well, because of parsume nisa, to publicize the miracle of Jewish survival against all odds, okay? Now, how many you have to light? Mitzad Adin, you only have to light one candle a night. You know that?
One candle a night.
On day number 8, Mitzad Adin, how many candles you have to light?
One.
On day number 6, how many candles you have to light?
Yeah.
One. But we are Machmir. We are Machmir, and therefore we light every night another one. Mitzad Adin, you yotze with one candle per night, okay? But we have accepted on ourselves to be Machmir. And therefore, each one of us lights 1, 2, 3, so up to 8. Okay? Now, you can light with candles, but it's a big mitzvah to light with Shem and Zayas to publicize the miracle of Shem and Zayas, right?
Yeah.
So even though you can light with candles,
yeah,
but the mitzvah min amufchar, what does that mean? The best of the best is to use what? Olive oil to publicize the miracle of what? Of the olive oil. Now, where do you put it? Either by your door or by the window, right?
Mm-hmm.
You shalim zamina can put it by your door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or outside your door. But most people put it in the window. Mm-hmm. So people should see it, right? Passerby should see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Facing the street, right?
Facing the
street.
Mm-hmm.
So you make bracha, and only after you make the brachas, then do you light the candles. You're not yoitza with the brachas, with the candles in the shul. You have to go home and light in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the shul, they light by minchal arvit, because otherwise people run away. The shul, they light by minchal arvit, right? Nachon? Okay.
Rabbi, I have a question. In Bogota,
one in what?
Time in my city in South America, in Bogota, one time the gay rabbi of Colombia, they make a big Hanukkah.
Where in Bogota?
In Bogota, yes.
Ooh.
In the Central Park of the National Park of Bogota.
Okay.
Flamethrower? Yes, a big, and we celebrate a big Hanukkah crusade. That is a mitzvah also. All the going see the happiness of the Jewish nation.
Yeah.
And they invite the many people of the government and say, look, this is the celebration, and make a big party in the National Park of Bogota.
Why is it not okay? But you're not yoitzi. You have to light in your home.
Yeah.
No, but
you have to light in your home anyway.
But they make the lights in a big Hanukkah. In the national park.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but you're not yoitzi. You have to do it in your house.
You have to do it at your house.
You have to do it in your house anyway.
David made the point. He said, look, for 8 days around the world. All that time there is for 8 days that the Hanukkahs are lightning.
Same thing with prayers.
Yeah.
It's constantly.
Ah, there's some.
Chakras, Mikamar. As the time zones go, boom, boom, there's always prayers going 24/7.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when do you light? I mean, we said meaning of Shalai, Mishkiya, Sachama. The rest of the world is Tzeisa Kochavim, right?
What happens if you're from? In your case, you live in Israel, but you're
equal. We do Tzeisa Kochavim. Even if you live in your Shalayim, a lot of people do Tzeisa Kochavim, right? So.
What's about an hour's difference between the two?
No, it's less than an hour. Sunset, the 3 stars out. It's much less than an hour.
20 minutes.
It's much less than an hour. from sunset to three stars out. It's, what is it, 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah.
20 minutes?
We don't have to wait till after Marv anyway. Yeah, we got on Marv
and
go.
Okay, yeah. Right. Lincoln, yeah. You can't use the light for your own personal benefits. You have a shamus there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the shamus there. Right. Right. You have to put in enough oil that should burn at least a half hour. That's mm-hmm. on Wednesday.
Half an hour?
But on Friday, you got to put in enough oil to burn at least 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
A woman has to light Hanukkah candles just like a man, or if her husband doesn't do it for her, she's also mechuyev, because the nest was instrumental for women. He gives all the story over here.
So why is it so difficult to
the find? Miracle happened through the women,
mm-hmm.
because he says again, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol cut off the head of the chief of the enemy. So therefore women also have to light, or he lighting, or you know, the bracha, the biyotze with her husband. But if her husband is not home, then she should light.
Why is it so difficult to find the story of the Maccabees in any history book here in the Yeshiva?
Well, it's
nothing. I don't find nothing.
They're looking at Birnbaum Siddur. You know, you have a Birnbaum Siddur.
No, but that's only a short version.
The Megillas like Chashminoim in the Birnbaum Siddur.
The full story, Maccabees 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I don't find here in the Yeshiva, and I know no history.
You know why? Because the Jewish people were not happy with them. They caused a civil war in Klal Yisrael, one brother against the other.
Yeah.
One brother against the other. They called in the Pompey. One brother against the cause. Terrible civil war among Yidden. The Maccabee brothers were fighting each other, and they caused such a bloodbath between mm-hmm. Jew against Jew. And the Maccabees are the ones that brought the Romans here. One brother against
that's
his
right.
other brother.
Yeah,
so therefore,
exactly.
the rabbis were disgusted with their behavior, and they expunged their history from the.
Yeah, but Rome was so small, they didn't expect
Rome was brought in here by one of the Maccabee brothers.
Yeah.
Well, they have it in a
one
book.
Of the Maccabee brothers.
It's
yeah.
a book that was writing for a non-Jew.
Yeah.
The name is Paul Johnson. He's a journalist from the United States.
Yeah.
He make a big...
He wrote history of it, yeah. A katan, even though he's not bar mitzvah, should light, like a chinuch, right? A katan, as long as he doesn't burn the house down, you know, you watch him, he could light for chinuch and make brachas too.
And make brachas.
And make brachas, because it's chinuch, right? Chinuch also. Yeah. Yeah. Let's say you don't have enough money to buy Hanukkah candle or Ner Shabbos. What comes first? You ain't got enough money. We said Hanukkah is so important, you gotta go begging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's more important than Kiddush wine. But what about, I'm on page Shin Pei Ches. That's the page number, Shin Pei Ches, fast forward. Ner Shel Shabbat, Koidim L'Ner Shel Hanukkah. The name of the chapter is Ner Shel Shabbat, Koidim L'Ner Shel Hanukkah. Aloha Aleph, you have it? Mi she'ein yodoy maseges liknos ner Chanukah. He doesn't have enough money to buy what?
Shabbat candle.
Shabbat or Chanukah candle. Doesn't have enough money. Yikne ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos has kadima. Why is that?
It's more frequent.
Bivnei, that's a beautiful answer, Ephraim. But too bad the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't say that.
Sure.
Avraham Brooks, you know what Ephraim just said?
Yeah.
He said Givaldik.
No.
He said Ephraim said Givaldik. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say if you can't afford both, then you should do ner Shabbos first.
Yeah, that looks sounds logic. Yeah.
And the reason is because Ner Shabbos is Sholom Bayis.
Sholom Bayis, yeah.
So how come he doesn't say Tadir?
Tadir, yeah.
Why don't you say Tadir? Because
mm-hmm.
Tadir would get knocked out by Parsume Nisa.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Chanukah
is so powerful that it would override Tadir. Because Chanukah is Parsume Nisa. So Tadir wouldn't be enough. So therefore the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch have to give another reason, Sholom Bayis. Normally, Tadir comes first.
Yeah.
A mitzvah that's more steady comes first. But here, we wouldn't say that. Because the Rambam ruled that if you ain't got enough wine for Kiddush or money for Ner Chanukah, what should you use the money? What should you use the money for?
It looks like Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, why? Kiddush wine is Tadir.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
Kiddush wine come every week?
Every week, yeah.
And Hanukkah is only once a year?
Yeah.
So how come you're supposed to buy the Hanukkah candles and not buy the Kiddush wine?
Yeah.
What's the end? Persume Nisa pushes away. Mm-hmm. Persume Nisa, publicizing the miracle of Jewish survival against all odds, overrules Tadir. So therefore, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch could not mention over here Tadir, my friend. Even though the Ner Shabbos is Tadir, what does Tadir mean?
More frequent. Yeah, overrules.
But it wouldn't work here because Ner Chanukah we see overrules this frequent rule. It pushes away Kiddush wine, but it doesn't push away Ner Shabbos, not because of the Tadir rule, but because of Shalom Bayis. Because of Shalom Bayis. When you light candles Friday night, that's Shalom Bayis. I'm in the mood for love simply because you're near me. Friday night candles, romantic dinner, it's not a joke. Romantic Friday night dinner, it's not a joke. That's Shalom Bayis. That's more important even than Ner Chanukah. Gebaldik. Shalom Bayis. Well. Teras Kadima. Shalom Bayis. That's why you light candles.
Now that doesn't apply for Purim.
What?
Because Purim can't fall on Shabbos. You would push it back.
It can. In Jerusalem, it can fall on Shabbos.
Yes, sure.
But the Megillah reading.
Last year it did, but you push off the Megillah reading.
Now
you push it off. You
you put you tell it a day.
No, you.
Or say it early. You say it early.
Mm-hmm. Well. Okay. And let's say you ain't got enough money to buy Ner Chanukah Abdullah Yayin wine for a dollar. Ner Chanukah comes first, like it comes before Kiddush wine. Now, the Erev Shabbos on Friday, first you have to light your Ner Chanukah, and then you light Ner Shabbos. Because if you light your Shabbos candles, it's too late. Now it's too late. You can't light Chanukah except at Shabbos. So therefore, on Friday afternoon, you have to daven mincha early. Some people daven mincha early. Right? And they light the Chanukah candles first, and then they light what? The Ner Shabbos. Because once you light the Shabbos candles, you already accepted upon yourself Isser Malacha.
But a man can accept the Shabbat only on Mari.
Ah.
In the Amidah. What is the next one?
So, but he says over here, listen to this, if you didn't want to accept Shabbos with the lighting of the candle.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you lit the Shabbos candles first,
yeah.
And you did not accept Shabbos yet,
yeah.
You can still light after that, as long as it's in the 40 minutes, you know, or... That's for a man lighting, but an Isha, a woman who lights, her minig is that as soon as she lights, she's mekabel Shabbos on herself. So she can no longer light the Chanukah candles. But her husband can if he didn't accept Shabbos for himself yet. Now what do you do? Okay, so a woman who lights candles, she can no longer light the Chanukah candles. But the husband, even though the wife lit, if he didn't accept upon himself the Shabbos yet, because he still has 40 minutes, so he can still light the Chanukah candles. But she can't anymore, because when she lights, she accepts upon herself the Shabbos. Unless she says clearly, I'm not accepting Shabbos yet. Unless she says that clearly.
You have to make a...
She has order. To say it out.
She
has to say it out, that I'm lighting, but I'm not accepting Shabbos on myself yet. If she wants to go take a taxi to the Kotel.
Yeah, yeah.
After, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Some
people do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All the 8 days of Chanukah say Ala Nisim. Let's learn Ala Nisim. Do you mind? You want to learn with me Ala Nisim? You want to get those brown books, Avram?
What?
You want to get those brown books? Yeah. Pass them down. There's a whole bunch of them in the bookcase. Page 68. Close the door, please. Thank you.
What in the Sephardic Siddur don't have?
It does, but I want to be on the same page. Page 68. Page 68. With me or give me? Ala nisim. All for the miracles. Ala purkon. What does purkon mean?
Wonders.
What?
Wonders. Miracles.
Wonders. Ala gvurot.
The great
Nisim means open revealed miracles. Purkan means the hidden miracles. Valagvurot.
The greatness.
Gvura.
Gvura, yeah.
What is gvura? Heroism.
Heroism.
Valachuos and for the salvation. Valamachomot and for the wars.
The war.
Page 68. You with me or getting me? No. Page 68. Valamachomot. Shasiso lavoshenu that you did for our fathers. Vayom and Mahim in those days. Vazmanazeh, you continue today to do miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the Alanisim. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
So I read it again. Alanisim for the open miracles. Alapurkan for the hidden miracles. Alagvurot for all the great heroism. Gibor.
Mm-hmm.
Valachuas and the salvations. Valamachamais and the Muhammad, the wars.
Shesishalav
Isainu, you did for our fathers, the Yomahim in those days. Vazmanazeh, and today as well.
That's a question. She asita. So Hashem
you
makes
have
the war.
Done.
He makes the war.
Bayom and Mahim. But also Bazman Hazeh as well. Now Chanukah. You have it. Bimei Matisyo. You with me? Bimei Matisyo. It says Chanukah. In the days of Matthias, the same Matthias. Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the son of Yochanan the high priest. Chashmenoy Abonov. The Chashmenoyim and their sons.
Yeah.
Keshamda, why are they called Chashmenoyim? Ches Shemen. See, Chashmenoyim is an acronym, Ches Shemen. The miracle of the 8 days of oil happened through this family.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know why they're called Chashmenoyim. Mm-hmm. It's an acronym of Ches Shemen. Ches Shemen, get it? No. Keshamda, Malchus, Yovan, and Roshim, when the wicked Greek government rose up, are you with me? Al Amcha Yisrael on your people Israel. La'avira mechuk, Lashkicham Tarasecha. To make you forget your Torah, lavira mechukat snap, and they wanted to transgress
to
your chukim, your laws. Va'ata you God, v'chamecha rabim, to your great compassion, amadatalem be'isarasa, you stood up for them. Stand by your man. You stood up for them. Who's them?
The Hashmonaim.
Be'isarasa in that time of their tsar. Raptas ribam. Look how many languages here. What is raptas? You took up their fight. Dantas dinam, you judge their din, you judge their judgment. Nekamtas bikmasam, you took revenge for their revenge. Mesarta geboyim yad chaloshem, you handed over giborim, mighty warriors in the hands of the weak. Verabim yad ma'atim, you handed over the many into the hands of the few. Utmeim yad tahoyrim, and you handed over the defiled ones into the hands of the pure ones.
The pure one.
Urishoyim biyat sadikim, and you handed over the wicked in the hands of the righteous. The zaydim, and you handed over the guilty biyat oiskot torasecho into the hands of those that occupy themselves with your Torah. Ulecha, and to you Hashem, osiso, you made shame godol. You made yourself a great name, a kadosh, and a holy name, biolamecho in your world. Ulamcha Yisrael, and to your people Israel, Asisa Teshua Gedola, you made a great salvation, Upurkan, and a great wonders, Kayom Azeh, like today. What is like today?
Yeah, 6 day war.
Like today. Kayom Azeh, like today.
Yeah. Every day is miracle.
Va'achakach, and afterwards, Bo Benecho, Levir Besecho, your children came into your house. Upinus Alecho, they cleaned out your sanctuary, the Hegel. Vitaris Megdeshecho, and they purified your temple. Vidliki Nerot Bechatzos Kodshecho, and they lit candles in the courtyards of your temple, which is pretty problematic, because where was the menorah? The menorah in the courtyard?
No. Normally, the menorah.
What are you talking about? Menorah was in the building.
Yeah, but you
this
cannot.
It's very
add.
Problematic. Vidliki Nerot. They lit candles bechatzos kodshecho in the courtyards of your temple.
Yeah.
But that's not where the menorah belongs. Menorah belongs inside the building.
Yeah, but
what?
This was a Chanukah menorah. You cannot add things inside the temple.
What did the Maccabees do? They relit the temple menorah.
Yeah.
Where's the temple menorah located?
Ah, okay. Oh, yeah.
So this, regular menorah, this is problematic.
Yeah.
What did they light in the courtyard? Did they schlep the menorah out from the holy temple?
No, but he speaks about Nerod. It doesn't say the menorah.
So you're saying
they had
this is not referring to the temple menorah. Oh, that's what you're saying. Ah, very good. This can be referring to other menorahs to publicize the miracle, which no one could see inside the building. See, saying very good.
Baruch Hashem.
Why it's not Baltosev? Hope it's not Baltosev. You're adding on to the Torah. The Torah says to light one menorah in the building. The Kavush Mosh Ben Chanukah, and they established 8 days of Chanukah, Lahodot, to give thanks, Ulahalel, and to praise the Shimcha Godol, to your great name. What's missing here? What's missing here? If you get something? Where's the little pitcher of oil burning for 8 days? You're a typo?
Not there.
It's not there. Someone made a mistake. They left it out.
Ah, yeah, there's nothing about the miracle of the...
Why not? Ramalmi Prague asked this question. It's not a typo. He says that's not the reason for the... The Kobush... It's amazing.
The wonder is victory is assumed here.
They established the 8 days of Chanukah, not for the Pach Shemen. We make a mistake. Otherwise, it would be in here.
No.
The 8 days of Chanukah to celebrate the great military victory. Not the burning little candle of 8 days. Otherwise, it would be here. That burning candle of 8 days, that was just a signal to draw our attention that the military victory is also a miracle. But the greatest miracle of all was the great military victory. But people would take it for granted. So to draw attention that it's miraculous, Hashem made the burning candle. To draw our attention that the war was a greatness as well. But the reason for the Chag, as it says here, is not the little Pach Shemen. The reason for the Chag is what?
Military.
The military victory, as it says clearly here, people make a mistake. So says the Moralny Prague. Isn't that amazing? When you eat your donuts, you got to know why you're eating the donuts for. Nothing to do with the burning little Pach Shemen. That's just a signal to focus on the great military victory, which is described here. Not one word about the little Pach Shemen armor. But if it wasn't for the Pach Shemen, people would say, ho-hum, you know, a military victory, you know, we better forces, more motivated, better ammunition. So not to say that Hashem made the Ner burn, also to show that the Shekhinah never left Klal Yisrael. The burning Ner is a symbol of the Shekhinah, the light of God, that even though it looks like its things are dark, He's always there, behind the scenes. Okay.
Nisim, the word Nisim is like a Ness
means a miracle. Ness means a miracle.
No, but it's the candle, the miracle of
but
the
But Nes also means a pole. Do you know that?
Nes, a pole, yeah, a flag. How you call it that?
It went,
yeah.
In Hebrew, they can't have two words with what?
Degel? Degel, though.
No.
Degel is...
No. Here, Avram. Nes means miracle, right? You just read it, right?
Yes,
but wait a minute. Go to Pasha's Chukas and see what Nes means. Go to Parshas Chukas and see what Nes means. We just read it means a miracle, right?
Yeah. A sign.
But if you go to Parshas Chukas, page 484. This is after the snakes attacked the Yidden. Remember, fiery serpents attacked the Yidden? Remember?
Right. They made the copper.
They made a copper serpent. That's the symbol of the medical profession. Look at page 484, Pasuk Chet, Rabbi Yaakov. And ask me a question. Vayom Hashem al Moshe.
Vayom Hashem al Moshe. Asay l'cha.
Shut up. Make a copper fiery serpent. Vesim oto, and put him.
Vesim oto
al nes. Say what? Put that fiery copper serpent, Avram, on what? On a nes, on a miracle. Well, nes means a pole. Moy kol anoshuk. Anyone gets bit, meroish of a chai. Anyone who gets bit will see it and live. So this is the copper serpent on a pole. Doctors wear that. This is the international symbol. So you see, the word nes means what?
A pole.
A pole. And it also means miracle. They got to be connected. What's the connection? What does nes mean? A pole. Why was he supposed to put this copper serpent on the pole? Everyone should look up.
Yeah.
Look up.
Look up.
Focus on him. That's the purpose of a miracle, to look up, focus on him. Same word in Hebrew, nes means a flagpole. Put it up high, helps you focus and lift your eyes to the one above. And the purpose of a miracle is also to lift your eyes to the one above. That's the purpose of a miracle. Focus on the one above, and that's the purpose of it. That's why in Hebrew, nes means flagpole, and nes also means what?
A miracle,
right?
Double meaning, yeah.
Double meaning, but they're connected. They're connected, right? We're all connected. Okay, let's see Parsha of the Week a little bit. Parsha of the Week, Vayeshev.
Yeah.
Vayeshev.
Become lazy in a way, yeah.
What? Vayeshev means complacent.
Complacent.
Then your Taurus happened.
Complacent.
Complacent, right? Right. Yosef interprets the dreams, right? That happened exactly like what? Like Yosef, the butler and the baker, each one got their interpretation and it came true, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara Bracha says you see a dream follows interpretation.
Yeah.
A dream follows interpretation, right?
You gotta be careful who you tell your dream.
That's right. You tell your dream to a good friend, otherwise you can...
you interpret it for the bad.
That's right.
I wouldn't even tell it to my good friend.
Yeah. He said, right, yeah. So it happened exactly as he said. And Yosef HaTzadik tells the butler, when you get out of here, remember me, right?
Yeah.
Look what he says on page 124, Pasuk Yudalit. He says the power is going to restore you back to your greatness in another 3 days. And you will be the butler again, and you will be the butler and serve Paro. But Pasuk Yudalit kim zechatani itcha. Remember me when you get out of here. Kash yitav lach. I did good to you. I gave you a positive interpretation.
Yeah.
I did good to you. Vasiso no imodi chesed. Do with me also chesed. Vizkartani aparoi. And remember me to paroi. Vizkartani min abai sezeh. Take me out from this dungeon. Look at Pasuk Tezvav, ki gunav genafti, kidnapped, I was kidnapped.
Gunav,
twice he says it.
Yeah.
So from here Rashi learns that he was sold more than once. By the brothers, by the Midianites, by the Ishmaelites. Yeah. Ki gunav genafti, kidnapped, I was stolen. He says it twice. So Rashi learns from, you see, he was sold more than once.
Well, he was sold by his brothers to the Midianites.
The Midianites, the Ishmaelites.
And they sold him to the Midianites.
That's right. So you have here Gunav Ganapti. Kidnapped, I was kidnapped, Me'er to Ibrahim, from the land of the Hebrews.
The
Gam Po Lo Asisim Uma. And also here, I did nothing. He saw me Oisi Babor, they put me in the dungeon.
Why is it called them the land of the Hebrews?
Same question, yeah.
Suddenly it's changing to
Do you see that? The Eretz of Ivrim. The land of the Ivrim. The land of the Hebrews.
But they must
see that?
Where it comes the
Medrash said that's why Yosef was zoicha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, because he mentioned this.
And another.
He didn't say Eretz Canaan. He didn't say Eretz Canaan. He said the Eretz of Ivrim.
Yeah.
And the Medrash says because he said that, therefore, he was zoicha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael.
It's so problematic. I don't see how this guy's trying to do his best to get out of jail. He's been in there for years.
He's a proud Hebrew.
He's trying to get out.
Right, Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
And he asked him, remind him. Just to me, I think it's the way he should have done it.
So what's the problem?
Punished for it.
So he should stay tuned. We're not going nowhere yet.
Rashi doesn't say anything about it.
1 minute. No, he was a proud Hebrew, a proud Israeli.
Pro-Israeli.
Proud Israeli. That's right. Eretz Yisrael. Now look at the end of page 125. Look at page 125, Rabbi Yaakov.
Yeah.
The last verse, Chav Gimel. You with me? The last verse?
Yeah.
V'loi zochar Sarah Mashkim es Yosef. The chief butler did not remember Joseph, but Shkuchen, he forgot him. Right. So Rashi's puzzle. If he didn't remember him, then he obviously forgot him.
Mm-hmm.
How come it's not redundant, Avram? Why is it not redundant?
Yeah.
See the verse? V'loi zochar Sarah Mashkim es Yosef, comma. The chief butler did not remember Joseph, but Shkuchen also forgot him. If he didn't remember him, obviously he what?
Forgot him.
So how come it's not repetitive?
Yeah, good question.
So look at Rashi, Chav Gimel, no? Page 125. B'loi zocha sar mashkim, bo bayom. He didn't remember him on the day he was freed, the butler. But Shkuchen achamikan. And he forgot him deliberately after that.
Yeah, oh.
On the day that he got free, he was very excited. So he didn't remember him, but he purposely forgot him afterwards.
But there's a midrash that says he was trying to remember. He tied a string on his finger. And
well, anyway,
and the angels were.
He forgot him. Mibnei, why did he forget him? Why did he forget him? Says Rashi. Look into this. Mibnei shetala bo Yosef chana zochma, because Yosef put his trust that he should remember him. Huskak lios asur shtei shanim. Therefore, he was subjected to an additional 2 years in the state pen. Shenema, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem miftacho. Tehillim 40. Fortunate is the human being that puts his trust in Hashem, v'loy pana el rohavim, and he does not turn to the arrogant. Says Rashi, v'loy botach al mitzrim, akuim lav. He doesn't turn to the mitzri who's called arrogant. So what's the problem? Remember Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah.
This righteous tzaddik was waiting for the God to save him. You don't remember the stories in the headlines? And then the Coast Guard came, remember? And then the helicopter, and then what? A chopper, and then a rowboat, and then he drowned. And he goes up to Hashem and he says, what? Hashem, you let me down. He says, what are you, a tippish? I let you down. Who sent you the Coast Guard, the chopper, the helicopter, the Marines? God works to human agents.
Yeah.
What do you want from Yosef? That's not
him. Yeah, yeah.
Yosef had a right to expect. Why was he in the dungeon with this guy? He is the Coast Guard. To save the guy from the waters of Katrina. And if he doesn't take the Coast Guard, he's a tippish. Right?
Yeah. Very good.
Rashi
argument.
Gives the answer.
Agents.
Rashi gives the God only works through human agents. The answer, Rashi says, V'loi botach al mitzri. If the butler was a Vietnamese or a Chinaman or from Manila or from Ecuador.
Near,
Colombia. No problem. Then Yosef would be 100% right and authorized to request him to help him. But to ask a Mitzri, says Rashi, to ask a favor of a Mitzri is worse than doing nothing. Yosef, who was with Mitzrayim many years, he knew what to expect of them, that they always stab you in the back. Current events. Egypt will protect our borders.
Yeah.
Right? Egypt will protect us from Hamas.
That is lawful,
if only Bibi would learn Rashi in the week.